And then they don't get to see their family until it's, they don't get to see their family until it's, they're in hospice or when it's time to go. And it's like, I never knew he had a daughter. I never knew she had a son. But it's like, at the end, to feel like I'm only going to come to see my parents to say goodbye, I don't want that life. Amen. You've got to honor your mother. You've got to give them their flowers while they're here. They don't want to see them flowers. You know, they can't see it. Well, they, you know, the spirit, but give the flowers while they can smell it, while they can see it. Okay? So it's like, to work in that field and to see it, you know, it's heartbreaking. To see that some of these people have their children, but they don't even take the time to visit them. So that you've got to honor them while they're still here. Amen. You know, mothers, we make mistakes. We lose our tempers. Some of us, like me. Amen. We make bad decisions and we do wrong things. Even good mothers mess up. Amen. This can make it difficult to honor them, to honor us. But guess what? Honor them anyway. Honor them to honor God. Amen. So I just want to read in Luke 2 from verse 43 to 51. It's a story about how I didn't know till yesterday that Joseph and Mary was on their way back from the feast and they lost Jesus. Amen. Yes. So in Luke 2, starting in verse 43, I just want to, you know, read that, the scripture. It says in 43, and when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. So it sounds to me, in our terms, they lost Jesus, and they didn't even know. They're walking back to where they got to go, and they look, and Jesus not with them. Amen. So in 45, it says, and when they found him, they turned back against Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Amen. So, long story short, if Jesus forgave his parents, who are we to hold grudges against our mothers? You know, they gave birth to us. Amen.
Amen.
God blessed the woman to give life to another human being. And some are so disrespectful, and it's like, you know, people all around me, it's like, where I work is a bunch of women, a bunch of broken souls. And all I can, they come to me because I joke a lot. But when it's time to get serious, who do they jump to? I look like, what? I must be doing something right for them to always ask me for advice. Amen. And that makes me feel good knowing how I was back then. Amen. Like I said at the last message, you got to be better than how you were last year or last month or 5 or 10 years ago. In my case, 20, 30 years ago. Amen. I'm not the same Charmaine. Amen. I fall short of the glory of God. I know this. I've apologized to my daughter a little bit on my testimony. Her father wasn't in her life, but guess what? God was. God was always in my life.
Come on.
I didn't know that because I didn't grow up in church, but guess what? Now that I do, when you know better, you do better. Amen. Not to discredit my mom. There's other ways. Everybody says religion, but my mom sacrificed. Amen. There's nothing like a mother's sacrifice, oh God. We just thank you that we don't know what the burdens that we carry every day as mothers. And in Proverbs it says, do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs 23:22, it says, listen to your father who fathered you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. It's like a big, big boomerang, you know.
Come on now.
When our parents get old, it's our turn to take care of them. Amen. Like they took care of us.
Amen.
Amen. And it's like, you know, the love languages is for marriages. We're not talking about marriages today. We're talking about mothers. And we can use love languages with our mothers.
Come on.
Amen. So some of that, you know, you can show gratitude, the words of affirmation, compliment your mother, say thank you. Amen. Quality time, spend time with them, 10, 5 minutes. Hey, I'm about to come by, say hi. Hey, that makes mothers feel good, you know.
Come on.
And gifts, buy them gifts.
Come on.
Danny. Buy them gifts, they like gifts. And acts of service, which is, That would be for me, towards my mom. Acts of service. I'm doing things for my mother because she did things for me.
Amen.
Amen. If it's not for my mother, I wouldn't be where I am. Amen.
Yeah.
I listen to stories of people at work not having caretakers, paying $520 a month for somebody to watch their kids. I wouldn't have survived and I wouldn't have afforded it. I'm so blessed to have my mother.
Yeah.
Amen. Because nursing school wasn't easy, but my mother was always there. Amen. With no fee. So yes, I'm taking care of her now. Is it hard? Yes. But guess what? God always provides because that's what he's been doing. Amen. It's like, man, how do I make all this money and I'm left with nothing. And God says, oh, you have everything. You're able to take care of so many people.
Come on.
So I have to reverse on how I complain because guess what? God can take that away.
Yeah.
He can be like, you're not happy with what you make. Well, make this and you ain't going to be able to take care of nobody. So, God, I just thank you for being my provider even before I knew that you were my provider. Amen.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how you do it. How do you take care of your mom? How do you take care of you? You take care of this. It's God.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's God. He's able to provide for me.
Yeah.
He's able to sustain my health.
Yeah.
I joke all the time. Ain't nothing happened to me. I mess with my brother and sister all the time. They're disabled. I say, God, I do too much.
Come on.
I want to serve you. I want to help people.
Come on.
Yes, you do.
And it says, you know, you have to speak. You can ask God for anything.
Yes.
Don't ask God for more money.
Come on. Yes, come on.
What does money do when you don't bless people, when you can't help people? I ask God, Lord, just give me strength every day.
Yes.
To live and take care of my parents and my children.
Yes.
You know, every mother doesn't. I don't want my kids to suffer.
Dad.
I didn't suffer, but I want my kids to be better.
Come on.
Yes.
and to do better. And that's why sometimes I'm so selective when Danielle, because she's my oldest and she's here.
Yes.
It's not that I don't, you know, I'm careful of who she chooses as a man.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I've been there. Amen.
Amen.
You have to have and search, or it's going to be given to you, a man that already knows what to do.
Yeah.
He has to know and hear what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Right. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I have not. I don't pray for no husband yet.
Come on.
That's not my ministry right now.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
I'm trying to find peace within myself.
Yeah.
My childhood was taken. I'm trying to be a better mother.
Come on.
Now.
Come on,
I played, I smoked, I drank. Guess what? I came to these doors and it changed my life.
Yeah.
All because a mother was praying for me.
Yeah.
She's not here. But I'm thankful. And there she walked in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She prayed for me and my daughter. While I was at the club, she was kicking my daughter up. I'm turning over like, all right, see you. Danielle comes home singing these songs that we sing. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. And last night I'm talking about them. Uh-oh, working. But guess what? God delivers. And I'm just thankful for the prayer. Oh God, the prayers, oh Lord. The prayers of a mother, of a grandmother.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just thank you, God, for just revelations and just testimonies and just, I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
It's like, I go visit churches, and I'm, you know, I'm the only non-colored, and it's like, you don't be shy, sure, for what? I walked into a New Year's Eve service because I was mad. I wasn't mad, but I was disappointed we didn't have one. I drove through some, I'm slipping and sliding. I said, oh, dog, I got to get new tires. But I wanted to be in the house of the Lord. I don't care who was there. He said, if it was the Ku Klux Klan, I want to walk up in there. But I walked up in there, and when I walked into this service, I was the only non-colored person. I'm walking up in there dancing. They looking at me like, what is she doing? And the song they was playing was, bless me, bless me, bless me, God, indeed. And I just thank you, God, that you've given me this ministry to bless others.
Yes, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
In life, you have to find your purpose. You know, referencing back to my best friend, it's like, actually, matter of fact, it was her church. She told me about it. I ain't dragging in that snow. You about to drag in that mess? I sure am.
Amen.
And at that time, I still stayed on 22 a mile. The church is around the corner, 2nd Ebenezer.
Okay.
I fasted. That's when I was going through all of that house hunting, all that stuff. She actually told me about the service they were having at this time. And after I dropped Wyatt off, I went over there, and it lifted my spirit up.
Come on.
It was like, wow. They sang all the songs we sang, and they all, like, just quiet. I don't like quiet churches.
No.
Get up.
Yeah.
Praise the
Lord.
They like, damn, I'm sitting there dancing. Bless me, bless me, bless me, God, indeed. I'm like, yes, hallelujah. Ain't nothing like. Then they was like, bless you. When it was time to hug everybody, God bless you, sisters. I said, thank you. Thank you, God bless you. And it's like, it's so awesome. It's so awesome to be in a house with like minds. Amen. And I'm just thankful because ministry. Find your ministry.
Come on.
Find your purpose.
Come on.
If it's to help the homeless,
come on.
If it's to help those that are in need,
come on.
In my case, a widow, my mother, my brother, disabled, whoever, help because God sees it.
Come on.
It's pleasing to his eyes.
Come on.
That's right.
And I pray always, don't take my health from me.
Come on.
Don't take me away from my kids too soon.
Come on.
My job isn't done. Speak what you want.
Come on.
From
me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I speak life always.
Yes.
I ask yes. people, how you doing, girl? I'm about to die. Don't say that.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen. I'm just thankful for today, God, and mothers, it's like, wow, we're amazing people. Well, sorry, Father, this ain't your day, but we're amazing people.
Amen.
But there are mothers that are boo-boo crap.
Okay.
One thing I will never do and wouldn't do, I'm not putting a man
come on.
Before no child.
Come on.
No way.
Not to discredit, I don't mention names, but God knows.
Yes, he does.
Someone tried to put Danielle out. I said, how you figure?
Okay.
Her stuff, and she's just 17.
Come on. It don't even matter.
Lord, touch him and bless him right now, God. That okay. He's already working that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's a giant that's going to take hard to fall, but God is dealing with it. And I just thank him.
Yes. Yes.
But what if I was like,
come on.
I'm going to side with him because he's my husband.
No,
can't
do that.
Did I go against him? I put my husband before my kids. They say you post. Sorry. I might not have been all the way saved back then. I was saved enough.
Okay.
And I pray, Lord, forgive me for dishonoring you, but ain't no man coming before my kids.
Okay.
Sorry. This ring means nothing. I could buy my own. So, the word behooves me when women put men before their children.
Yeah.
Amen. Women and mothers.
Come on.
I hear this in my ear at work, and they're like, don't ask her enough. She's going to tell you, leave them. I sure am. Not that I'm against marriage or relationships. If you're not in someone's life to make them better, you're not in a mother's life
yes.
to make her life lighter, not just financially,
that's
but
right.
if you adding all to my share, why are you here?
Right.
You have to treat, like I told my cousin last night, you've got to treat me better than my friends treat me.
Amen.
This same best friend came to my house yesterday. The grieving one, with no her first Mother's Day without her mother, lost her March 1st. She come to my house like she is blue. She had red roses. She had a $100 purse, the one I always told her I liked on her. She said, you want one? I said, no, I just said it's nice. I do, but knowing me, I ain't spending no money.
Okay.
If it don't cost under 50, I'll get it from somewhere.
Come on, amen.
Bath and Body Works set. And a gift card to Tim Hortons. If I have that and a man can't even greet me and say Happy Mother's Day, what else did you
for? Look out.
You know?
Look out.
Be mindful of who you let date you.
Yeah.
If your friends treat you better than them, get out of here.
Okay.
But one thing for sure, nobody's going to love you like your mother.
Later.
Amen.
Later.
Like I said, we make mistakes and we lose our temper. But there's nothing like a mother's love. It's the closest thing to God's love. The closest thing to God's love where we would lay down our life for our children.
Lord.
You know, you hear all the time, I'm never going to jail, but I'm going to jail for my kids.
Me too.
A mother's love like that.
Big smile.
That's what you call unconditional.
Yeah.
Selflessness.
Come on.
Amen?
Yeah.
A trait that many mothers possess and many mothers don't. How can you put this man in your bed and your children have nowhere to sleep?
That ain't gonna happen.
This is your child.
Come on.
This is your blood. You laying up with a man because they can't get along with your kids. Why didn't they put him out?
There you go.
Amen. that's like
that's
a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love y'all. I love men. I love good men.
Amen.
I love men like my family members.
Yes.
My uncles that took care of their wives. Amen. My dad that made $14 an hour but only kept $25 to himself just to give to my mother.
Yeah.
You don't have to make thousands. It's the little things.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, mothers, you have to be mindful who you let in your life.
Okay.
And I'm in my era where that's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
Peace within myself. I haven't lived with a man since my divorce of 7 years.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm okay. I don't want no one in my space right now. Until God tells me so and turns me from that thought, I am at peace. I'm learning myself.
Yeah.
I'm learning to take care of me.
Uh-huh.
I don't need validation from people to, oh, your husband bought that or your boyfriend. No, I bought it.
Right.
I'm peaceful. I'm not arguing with no one.
Amen. Yeah.
I remember telling a friend about all the stuff I had to do, and they just said, oh, dang. And all dang, too. Because God said, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the single mothers, God always is going to have you.
Yeah.
You don't need nothing but God.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
A mother is she who can take the place of all others. But whose place no one else can take? Amen. God sacrifices for us, so will our mothers. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And like I said, it's short. I'm almost done.
That's all right.
And
that's good. Amen.
We just have to know the difference of honor and obedience as a child.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen. While we are always called to honor our parents, we're not always called to obey them. Amen. Honoring our parents is something we should always do. But obedience to our parents, it changes over time as we age.
Right.
Amen. For example, when your parents forbid you from dating at 15, you need to obey the rule. Amen. Honor them by exhibiting a good attitude, not complaining, and definitely not slandering their name. Amen?
Amen.
Why are you slandering your mama? Because you can't date at 15. She's telling you for your own good. Why?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Books before boys. Just, come on. Then it's different when you turn 18 or 19. Oh, I'm grown. I do what I want. No.
Yes.
You never grown.
Amen.
I'm still your mother.
Amen.
You know, I have a patient. He was like 67. His mother's like 88, 89 in the same place.
Wow.
And you roll me to see my mother. Of course. I'm so busy. I want to see my mother. You could tell he loved his mother.
Hey.
And he, look at the age gap. That it doesn't stop.
That's right.
You love your mother because she gave birth to you.
Yeah.
You respect her.
Yeah.
Because why? It honors God. So when they're 18, 19, thinking they're grown, living on their own, your parents will advise you against living with someone or marriage until you're older and more established.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean to dishonor them. But it is still an obligation to honor their wishes. But as I said, you train them up in the way they should go, and they shall not depart. And if they do, God, you know, you did your part.
Amen.
Amen. A mother's job doesn't start and end the day they give birth. It just begins.
Yes.
Amen. It's a lifetime commitment. Even when our children are no longer with us in the home, no matter what. Like when my kid, every time I see someone on the news, hey, are you guys home? Are you safe? Two kids of mine drive now. Our hearts, as a mother, if you care.
Yeah.
Our hearts is responsible for prayers, for housework, working. What bet is going to stop? So I was watching this movie called The Forge. I encourage you guys to watch it. Wonderful movie. And he when she prayed, he said, Lord, I pray for my mother.
Yes.
You know what she's going through. You know what she's been through. God bless her, oh God.
Yes.
We oftentimes, as mothers, pray. That's what we do.
Yes.
But the prayers of the children.
Come on.
Pray for your mothers.
Come on.
You don't know what we go through.
Come on.
We sang the song.
Come on.
You don't know.
Come on.
You don't know.
Come on.
You just don't know.
Hey.
So guess what? You do know. You know how to pray, right?
Yeah.
Pray for your mother.
Come on.
Pray for your father.
Come on.
Pray.
Yeah.
Because a mother's heart is irreplaceable.
No,
I tell my best friend, oh, my mama, this is my mama. Oh, girl, you better go get your mother them pork butts. Because I wish I could still argue with my mother.
Yeah.
I wish I could still fight with my mom. Pray for your mothers. Pray for their hearts. That's the most vital organ. And it's going to stop. It's going to stop. But live with no regret, knowing you cared for your mother, you obeyed your mother, and you honored your mother, because it was pleasing to God.
Amen.
Be at peace because you honored them.
Amen.
Mothers love us unconditionally, so therefore, always remember the promises of God that when you honor your mother, you will live long in the land of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I just encourage you to just pray.
Amen.
Continue to pray as mothers for your children, for your grandchildren, and for children to pray for your mothers, your grandmothers, because pain, that's one thing. That pain of losing a parent, whoo! But if you don't have God, man, I know people that's depressed, but you have to have peace.
Come on.
Peace. You have to have peace knowing I care for my mom.
Hey.
I love my mom. And she's just going back to her father.
Hey.
So cherish the times you have with each other, because we're all not here long. But make it worth the love that you so possess as a child for your mama. Amen. Mothers love unconditionally. They love their kids even when they're in jail. I love my son. I love my daughter. It's a mother's love.
That's right.
It's almost like I would do anything for my kids. So I just encourage the mothers to just continue to be strong in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Only in the Lord is where we find strength. And we thank you for the mothers here today, those that are listening, those that are on their way, that you continue to look to God for which cometh darkness. Father, we thank you for the mothers, oh God, for their children.
Thank you.
That you give them back what is due to them now.
Now.
Love your mother, your parents now.
People
are dropping like flies, and God, we thank you that our mothers are still here to argue with. But may we not forget to always respect and honor them. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, God, for being my strength as a single mother.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for the single mother that only has you to look to. We thank you, oh God, that you're always providing for us, always comforting, always loving, despite our bad decisions. And as mothers, we thank you for that title, for it is not light.
Amen.
And I just bless those here today, not just the mothers, but all those that are here suffering, those looking for peace.
Come on.
It's in the Bible.
Come on.
It's in the Bible where you find peace. You find that there's nothing, and you get wisdom. And I just thank you guys, and I love you.
We love you.
And I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so young to be a mother. Guess what? God didn't say. God had a plan for me long ago.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the song. It's called "It Was Jesus All Along."
Amen.
I didn't know him then. I know him now.
Amen.
It was Jesus all along.
Come on.
And I live with that in my heart. Because he didn't know, but God knew. God knew, and he picked those. But you have to be willing to answer. You have to be obedient to his calling.
Amen.
Like in the movie, she's mad, he's playing with his video gun, but when he listened to his mom, his life was blessed. And I just thank you guys, and I ask that you bless the food that is being prepared.
Yes.
For the mothers. And we ask that you just continue to bless this church, oh God.
Yes.
With all the love and peace that we may seek. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
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 Amen.